Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I can't decide if I love this woman or hate this woman.
I know, right?
She's basically doing a peculiar punishment. She's got a... She got a super lazy husband.
Yeah.
You could just say husband. She's just married.
She's just... He doesn't do much around the house.
Yeah.
So just one day she decided to punish him and to stop doing stuff around the house herself.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the pictures of the house?
I have not.
It is...
I didn't know there were pictures.
Oh my God. Yeah. I think this was on TikTok or it's a video somewhere. It is
woodland critters in the house.
Seriously?
Oh my gosh.
There's just, you gotta see this picture.
There's food on the ground.
There's food on the ground. What kind of human?
Next to shoes.
Dude, I get the men are slobs, and maybe our level of clean is different than your level of clean. But when there's food on the ground, how dumb are you to not know pick that up? There's going to be ants there if you don't.
And vermin. Yeah.
Their house is thrashed because she decided to punish him and stop picking up after him. Well, but she stopped picking up after everyone in the house.
Yeah, and did he get the punishment?
By the way, she's the moneymaker in the house.
Oh boy!
She cleans and pays the bills.
Wow, you got a catch there.
Yeah. Can you? I mean, so that was
so
her.
He's like fighting back. I mean, how don't you notice? Right? Okay, it's getting messy in here. I'll chip in.
There is a level where I think men don't notice, but when you're stepping over crap on the floor,
like it's food.
Like,
yeah,
I'm sorry. I've dropped things on like. And the second you hear that, nothing I hate more than like knowing I dropped a Cheerio or whatever, and you're walking, you hear that, and now you know it's Cheerio dust, and it's just
it's just gonna sit there.
And it's because I don't have a Dyson Slim anymore, and I'm not gonna go get a broom outside.
Heaven forbid. So,
well, no, what you do is you say like, "Hey, Moxie,
yes,
yeah. No,
yes,
you just kick it under the fridge.
That is
ice.
I don't. So my fridge is built in.
Oh, I was... Oh.
No, no, no. Oh. Here's the thing.
Where do I kick my Cheerio?
No, it's not. I wasn't saying it like that.
Yeah, I feel for it.
I was saying it like this. As a youngster, I would kick things under the fridge, knowing full well that once every 6 months, my mom would pull the fridge out and sweep that up.
Okay.
My fridge is built in, so it's never getting pulled out. So anything that gets kicked under there is just under there.
Next time I come over, I'm going to remember.
No, you're not kicking. I'm kicking Cheerios. That's Steve's peculiar punishment for me.
Yeah.
He comes over to my house and kicks random. Here's a grape.
Yes. I'm going to graduate up to Fruit Loops.
If you kick like grains under there, I don't care. It's if you kick something living, like a grape.
Oh, okay.
That would bother me.
Or a baby tomato or something.
It would just be like a raisin.
You would go rotten first, though. I think there's a process. You don't just set grapes out and they become raisins. There's an actual process.
No, you put them under the fridge. We've been over this.
So here was what we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
We were going to do peculiar punishments, but now we're doing raisin recipes. No, we honestly want to hear, like, if there's... Steve has a plethora of peculiar punishments.
Because I went to Catholic school. But I had one from a pup. Okay, which one do you want to hear?
Like, the spit bucket is the one that I think Aaron is posting on social media.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, so in Catholic school, fourth grade, punishment for getting caught swearing is I had to stay after school. The head nun gave me an empty metal bucket.
I just can't.
Sent me down to the boys' bathroom and so told me that I have to spit in that bucket for the next hour. and I cannot stop.
Is there a number of times per minute you're supposed to spit?
She would just come back and check and go, you're not. And then she would stand
there's
there.
There's not
and watch
enough foam in the bucket.
That. Oh my. We're losing both of them.
Because it's so disgusting.
He's going down.
It's so gross to think, because you know what? She's being punished as well.
Because she had to stay after.
She had to get, go and look at your spit.
There's that. And then.
Oh! Okay, talk about a different one. So right. That's a peculiar punishment.
Yeah. Third grade music class.
Okay.
Instead of singing, I was just yap and talking, whatever. She goes, she told me to stand up, walk to the blackboard. And I did. She said, grab a piece of chalk, turn around, and draw a circle on the blackboard. And so I draw like a big one over here. She goes, no. Try to make it smaller and kind of right in front of your face. So I drew the circle. She goes, put down the chalk. Now I want you to lean your nose.
You didn't get to walk forward. Your feet had to stay where they were.
They were pretty, about a foot back from the board.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
It is. Because when I had to lean, she goes, lean and put your nose in that circle and do not move for the rest of the class.
And the rest of the class is how long?
It was about 40 minutes.
Oh, my God. Minutes.
And so she never touched me. It was kind of brilliant.
Your calves have got to be screaming. Your
and my
neck. Gut,
and my core. Yeah, everything. You're just, dude, I was my God. Ripped after that.
Yeah. It's a new workout by Steve. Yes. First, draw a circle.
First, you got to swear in class.
But oh, my God.
I'd never heard of those type of punishments since.
So that's what we want is like whether it was a teacher, your parents, your sig other, we want to hear the weirdest punishment. We call them peculiar punishments. 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059.
I also went to Catholic school, so we had the dress code. You couldn't have facial hair, and if you did have facial hair, the dean would take you into the bathroom himself. He was also the wrestling coach, so he would get you in a good...
Oh, yeah.
Like a half Nelson or something like that.
And then he would dry shave you. He had razors in his drawer.
Dry shave you?
Yeah, specifically for if you showed up with some scrub.
We had that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, the girls? They would do
no,
that?
Well, no, for the dudes.
Oh,
the
you were a mullet?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dry shave you. Mm-hmm. That hurts.
Yeah, very much.
I have very curly facial hair.
Ooh.
It's so painful.
Yeah.
And I will get ingrown hairs like nobody's... Oh, my God.
It was bad. But then the one kid got the note from his doctor that shaving irritates his acne, so then he didn't have to shave. And the way he waved that thing around... Like he was the president.
Oh,
like
God,
He couldn't touch him.
Diplomatic immunity. Oh, that's killer. Somebody had to cut their front lawn with a pair of scissors from the end of lunch till dinner started.
What?
I don't know what you did wrong. Have you ever heard the punishment of taking the doors off? I've been on the verge of doing that one.
Mostly the young girls.
It's in my house. It's if you just... I know I already said my fridge is built in, so everything I'm going to say now is going to get me again. I have solid core doors.
Yeah.
So they're walnut. They're heavy as hell.
They are.
And if your hand was in there, you would lose it. So I have a strict no door. I don't care how mad you are. It's like, go to your room and clean your room. Wham! And it's like... That door makes a sound. I'm like, if anybody else's fingers were there or even your fingers were nearby, I'm like, there's no slamming doors. And so I made the rule, you slam the door again, I will take your doors off.
Okay.
But then they slammed the door again and I couldn't figure out how to get the door off. So I just took away the Xbox for a week. Yeah. But it's like,
you can have the door.
I'm sitting there with the hinges. It's harder than you think to take a door off.
I've heard that punishment and it works.
Because then you literally have no privacy.
You don't.
They want to go in their room and just like whatever. You can't. You can't even get sleep because I would like make sure to watch movies till 11 o'clock at night.
Dang.
Loud as hell. Because it's like, oh, you don't have a door? Oh. It's not my fault.
It's kind of a punishment for you too, though.
Not really.
Because then you're up doing your thing late at night in there.
Trust me. I just put their extra doors on places I wanted to be.
Extra all right. Privacy.
All right, so if you've gotten some peculiar punishment, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're looking for people who've been punished in an unusual way, and pretty much nobody's going to beat you, buddy.
Well, I know.
Spitting in a bucket is...
For an hour after class because I got busted swearing at Catholic school, that's a... Yeah.
I think we should have made extra points if they can make us gag with their punishment.
Yeah, because that one...
Yeah, thinking about a bucket full of spit's not good for anybody. Candy?
Yeah, I guys.
Yeah. You know, on our show, normally when somebody goes by Candy, it means they're hiding their identity, but apparently this is your real name.
No, I am their original West Virginia Candy. You guys have heard me before. I love you all. So, when I'm not kidding. I love you. Anyway, so when I was, I think when I was 10, if I would get in trouble for like the least little thing, not washing the windows in the house, or, you know, waiting a day to mow the lawn, my mother would cut 2 inches off my hair.
What?
Wow.
2 inches?
So, 2 inches. I ended up, needless to say, with a really cute little bob eventually.
Because you're like, I don't really want to conform, so I'm just going to let you create a new hairstyle around my nonconformity.
Yeah, exactly, you know. Yeah, then I looked like a little boy instead of the little girl that I was.
For a lot of moms, that's a punishment for them.
It is for them.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, she's 78. I live in a tiny house behind her house, and she still wants to cut my hair every day. Like, don't you think we need to trim that? And I'm like, just because you got short hair doesn't mean I'm short hair.
Oh, my God.
Do you do that with your daughter? Is that like a punishment? Does it work with her?
No, I have a son. No, I have a son, and his hair grew like mine. So, no, I would never cut that.
I used to threaten giving Noah a buzz cut.
Oh, I was like, okay,
because his hair is very much.
I have a 200 square foot tiny home, right? But I have a 20 pound little fat Sweeney. And I did cut her hair. I did buzz her, but she's not shaved. She just looks cute and thinner.
All right. Well, Steve and I will be over later to give you a little trim there. Thank you, Candy. Julie.
Hi, guys.
Yay. Peculiar punishment. What do you got?
So in sixth grade, I had a teacher who would, if you got caught chewing your gum, he would make you pull it from one side of your neck to the other side and have you put your chin down into your chest and rotate your neck, your chin into your neck, so that way the gum would be completely all over your neck.
Dang.
It'd be stuck on your neck the rest of the day?
The rest of the day, yes.
It's brilliant because he never touched you.
You're hung up on that.
Yeah.
You like those nun punishments that didn't involve the ruler and your knuckles?
Yeah.
Yeah. So would you still push it, though? Would you still try to not get caught with gum? Because I used to do it all the time. I just have the gum against my teeth.
No, I never got caught. It was other people in the classroom that did. Oh. Because I learned from
I got you. Yeah,
I've
never understood why chewing gum in class is bad.
Well, when you pop it and...
Oh, yeah. I guess. Thank you for the call. Because during COVID, like, my kids were like, I'm wearing a mask, so I got gum in
that
every single day.
They're
like,
nom, nom,
nom, nom. Cheryl?
Yay.
What's your peculiar punishment?
I make my son write me essays.
Oh!
Meaning like...
Like a whole... How long is an essay? So,
like, I make him write me... In fifth grade, when he put my initials on a paper, I did each initial. I made him write me 3 essays, one on what respect is, one on what honesty is, and one on what integrity is, and how he violated those 3 values a person should have, and how he could have done better. He had to write me 3 separate essays.
Oh, my God. You're a great mom, but ugh. Oh, my God. That is awful.
In sixth grade, in seventh grade when he messed up again, I made him write me 3 essays on the same 3 topics and added 3 more words to his sixth grade punishment. And I've informed him if he does it again, we have 9 words.
So what the?
Oh my God!
Since seventh grade, and he is going into his junior year.
Oh, so he stopped messing up. He's like, 6 essays is plenty.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I think that probably would have worked.
That's what I come up stopping. Thank you for the call, Cheryl. That's brilliant. Because again, she's not touching him.
Right?
It's making him waste time. Steve.
Yay.
Peculiar punishment. What do you got?
All right. I was playing college soccer, and I was 21 years old, and it was the weekend, and I went to some girls on the girls' soccer team were having a party. I went and had some drinks. The police showed up, and I was 21, so it wasn't my house, didn't do anything. So the police were there, and word got back to our athletic director that I was there and had contact with the police. The athletic director told me I should have done and named another player by name. I should have done what that player did and just run from the cops where I didn't do anything wrong. And so the next time we had practice, the soccer coach ran the team for 30 minutes straight and then made me sit and told the team they're running because of me. And because I enjoy hanging out with the women's team so much, I had to sit on the bleachers and watch the women's team practice while the men's team ran for my mistake.
Oh my God. So everyone hated you.
Yeah,
they were not happy.
Yeah, but you sit up and watch the chicks practice. Good for you.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.